Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lofa Tatupu, a long-tenured NFL player who spent an awful lot of his career with Pete Carroll, both collegiately and up in Seattle, is nice enough to join us here on Damon and Ratto. Lofa, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good, fellas. And yeah, defense wins championships. I heard you there.
Yeah, and the 49ers, they got an awful, awful lot of it. We brought you on to really get a thumbnail sketch of who Pete Carroll is, because you do know him so well. You've been in a million meetings, 100 games, and, you know, dozens of huddles. So we'll get into all that. But before we get into Seattle, as someone who I'm guessing still watches the league, what have you thought of the 49ers, specifically defensively, from what you've seen from them this year?
I mean, they're insane. They're fully loaded at every position. That front seven is really incredible. They're so strong and fast up front that I don't think that, it's hard to say that Fred Warner is underrated, but him and Dre Greenlaw, Shaiir, Al-Shaiir, all those guys, man, they're one of the best linebacking groups I've seen. And, you couple that with that secondary, Ward's been playing great. And then, of course, shout out to my boy, Talanoa Hufanga, USC, fight on. So they got it at every position, and it's going to be a tough day, but if anybody could do it, Geno Smith in this offense.
Is the 49er defense one that's just basically has great players, or is there something about the scheme that makes it unusual and more difficult to cope with?
It's just speed and power at every position. Just incredible athletes. I think D'Amico does a great job, just like before him, Salah. You know, they've always had really talented players, but if they don't play within the scheme, then, it doesn't work. And so they trust and rely on each other. But when that ball's thrown, or when the play's snapped and where it's going, it is just chaos. You know, everybody all has to the ball, and they show up and with a bad attitude, man.
Lofa Tatupu. Nice enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game, getting you ready for a little 49ers and Seahawks. And it went away for a year or two, but boy, it feels like there's an opportunity here for the rivalry to officially be right back on. And Pete Carroll basically, has gone so far out of his way to praise the Niners for how good they are and how hard of a game this is going to be for the Seahawks. What is he really saying, though, behind closed doors? What does he say to his team about, a team that's beaten them twice? I think everyone in Seattle knows that the 49ers are better, I also believe that everyone in Seattle is going to kick off that game tomorrow completely convinced that they can win the game.
Absolutely. I mean, you still, everything was great on paper, right? But you still got to play the game. And, you know, what Pete's, you know, reiterating to his players is everything he's believed in, his philosophy is, you know, competition and, you know, having the chance to prove yourself, you know, especially on this big stage. And so no one gave them a chance, you know, and they're going to play with that chip on their shoulder. It is, you know, it's a familiar opponent in the division rival. And so I know they're excited, chomping at the bit to go play this game. And it's hard to beat a team three times, as we all know. So we're using all that to our advantage. And, you know, his philosophy going back playing for USC and then even my last year in the NFL, he takes every practice, every chance of preparation, preseason, regular season, they're all the same. So that when you get to the playoffs, nothing changes and there's no pressure, added pressure, you know, on players to perform to the best of their ability. And so that's definitely the message is, hey, boys, let's just go play freely and do what we do.
In terms of how they approach how a game is going to be officiated, are they particularly unusual in the way that they will push the officials early to either make calls or convince them they're not going to call something? Or do they just play it pretty straight? And I'm not talking about playing dirty. I'm just talking about if you have to hold a guy, hold a guy.
No, I think, you know, obviously you do your homework in all aspects of the game. So if you know that there's a focal point of the game and how this certain officiating crew, you know, they ref a game, if they are always looking for holding calls or if they're, you know, letting you play a little more physical at the point of attack when you're outside jamming a receiver, those are things that, you know, you take into account going into a game. You know your opponent, you know the officiating crew, just like you know your opponent.
So, Lofa, you're drafted in, what, 2005? Do I have that right?
Yes.
You're drafted in 2005, and a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, Pete, you coached you up, so he knew to draft you, but that's not what happened at all. That's Mike Holmgren era Seattle, and then you have, what, a year of Jim Moore before Pete Carroll gets there. So, in this weird way, you know, he'd been tested by the NFL. He didn't do well with the New York Jets or the New England Patriots. He does exceedingly well with you and the other men of Troy as you guys win back-to-back national championships at USC when Pete is there. But now you're in the NFL before he is. Like, you welcomed him to Seattle, not really the other way around. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like and how did you relish the opportunity to play for Pete Carroll a second time in your life?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was a scheme I was familiar with. So, you know, there was a lot of the terms that we used down in college we brought up here. And it was, you know, the same way, you know, even though we were 7-9, it was a tough roster that he took over. There was a lot of aging vets, some guys that left in free agency. And so him and John, they really went to work right away with through the draft. And that 2010 class, yeah, it was a different breed, you know, just a bunch of monsters coming in. You know, you had Russell Okung, Pro Bowler, Earl Thomas, the other pick in the first round, Pro Bowler, Golden Tate, second round, Pro Bowler. It just keeps going. Cam Chancellor in the fifth round, Pro Bowler. So it was awesome just to see. And that's kind of what they're doing now, is kind of retooling that team. We got five starters out of this draft this last year. Two starting tackles, a tailback in the second round who's a beast, and then two starting corners in the fourth and the fifth round. I don't see many guys, many teams starting a second or third round corner, but we got a fourth and a fifth both starting and playing. Kobe Bryant's leading or amongst the league leaders in forced fumbles, which is crazy from a corner, right? You expect that from a safety or a linebacker. And the Tariq Woolen, six interceptions amongst the league leaders. And, you know, this is really only his second year playing cornerback. He was a receiver for 3 years at Texas San Antonio. So I can imagine his ceiling is only going to be higher in the next coming years.
Lofa Tatupu here on 95.7 The Game. How long does it take for an established NFL veteran to really start trusting a rookie? Because obviously, this has been an incredible draft class that they're having an instant level of success with up in Seattle. How long does it take before you really know, all right, this guy isn't just, you know, off to a good start, but we got a player here?
You know, I'm sure that it changes. Everybody comes in at a different maturity level, you know, a different part of their journey in life, not just football. So, you know, it can vary from player to player. You know, I had a pretty quick, you know, kept getting up to speed in terms of, you know, I was able to play pretty. I first started my first game just in base, but, you know, it was kind of all the coaching that I had at SC with Pete, you know, Rocky Seto, Ken Norton, Nick Holt, all these great coaches, Ed Ogeron. You know, we knew how to take care of our business, and that's kind of why you see these guys playing so quickly and so well. And so the trust, it builds with time, you know, and experience. And I think they got something great here, and they trust these guys. And, you know, I think Tariq made a Pro Bowl. He's the first defensive Pro Bowl we had since I made it as a rookie. So that, you know, that's saying they trust him, you know, a lot.
Barring turnovers, how would you estimate Seattle's chances of winning tomorrow? I mean, obviously, if they can force five turnovers, they're in great shape. But under what non-turnover circumstances would you look at the Seahawks and say, yeah, they've got more than a counterpuncher's chance?
Yeah, no, I don't want to say we have to play perfect. You know, but we have to. I know a point of emphasis, Pete, you know, saying in those locker rooms and the meeting is, hey, we must protect the ball. We cannot give any opportunities to this. This offense is loaded just like the defense. I mean, you look at the skill position, McCaffrey, Kittle, you're getting Elijah Mitchell healthy. You know, Deebo Samuel wasn't there for the last game, which is probably why it was a little closer than people anticipated. And then Brandon Ayuk, man, he's a beast. So, the biggest thing is not giving them extra opportunities. And then we had some red zone troubles last week against the Rams. And so we have to convert down there. Field goals will not beat this team.
Lofa Tatupu. Again, the man has been to Pro Bowls. He has been a first-team All-Pro. We got our All-Pro list today. What does that mean? How did you find out that you were first-team All-Pro? I'm guessing these guys, you know, get calls from their agents or maybe someone in the NFL, or maybe they just get it all over Twitter like the rest of us and the rest of our information. How did you find out you'd been named first team All-Pro?
Yeah, social media wasn't that big back in the old days. So I didn't find out on social media. I forget. I don't know. Mike Holmgren probably told us, you know, at the team meeting or something like that. But, you know, it's funny because back then I think more stock was put into making the Pro Bowl because it was different. Not everybody went, like alternates rarely went. And so I kind of held Pro Bowl more sacred than All Pro because I think the media votes on All Pro, at least they did back then. And so, you know, being part of the media right now, not all these guys actually pay attention to the game as closely as they, you know, we probably should. But, yeah, so I always thought Pro Bowl meant a little more to me than the All-Pro that I did get.
I know that your eras did not intersect.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
Hold on. I don't know what happened there. I know your eras did not intersect in any way, but were you surprised, Lofa, to see how much Russell Wilson struggled the minute he got out from underneath Pete Carroll's umbrella?
I did. I was. You know, I got to coach Russ for 2 years, and, you know, that guy's one of the toughest competitors there is. So, I had to believe that he was struggling early on because of that it was a lat or a shoulder injury that he did go to get a procedure or work done in L.A. in his bye week. But then, you know, he did start to look like the Russell of old in the last couple games, and so maybe he carries that over. Of course, there's a coaching change now, so we'll see. It'll be interesting who gets that job and what they can do to you know, recorrect course over there, because that was a surprise to see, you know, how much they struggled to even score points, and they had a great defense.
What has changed most about the game since you last played it? Your last season was 2010 as a full-time NFL player. Where is the biggest evolution in the sport, as far as you're concerned, that wasn't there when you were playing?
I mean, bigger, faster, stronger. It is a much bigger, faster, stronger NFL than even just 10 years ago when I was playing. And then I look at the quarterback position. You know, these guys, every single one of them can run. I mean, with the exception of maybe Tom Brady, who doesn't have to run, and he's 45. You know, the rest of the guys, even Joe Burrow, he knows how to get out of the pocket and make some plays with his legs. Gino's doing a great job up here. It's but you got some really dynamic guys that can utilize their legs. Like, we just had to worry about Michael Vick, and that was all 11. We had to make sure we knew where he was, put a spy on him, because it was unbelievably hard to play that guy. But, you know, Jalen Hurts, you got Lamar. You got so many guys that can use their legs. Even Mahomes. It's you see so many guys missing at you know, what look like easy sack attempts for an old player like me. You're like, oh, how'd you miss the layup? But, yeah, every quarterback can run these days, and that adds another element that you have to be ready for and prepared to defend.
Hey, it was really good talking to you. Thank you so very much. Tell us about the Believe podcast and where Seahawks fans can go and get their information.
Yeah, we have a podcast going on our third year. We've done some amazing things, had a ton of guests, you know, a bunch of former teammates of mine, and then, you know, even some of the guys that recently retired, Cliff Averill, Michael Bennett's coming on next week, so that'll be fun. You don't want to miss that. It's called the Take 12 Podcast. It's available anywhere you can get your audio. And, yeah, it's on the Believe Podcast Network. And third year, been, you know, just absolutely blessed to talk about the game I love and with the people that I love too, man. It's been awesome.
Hey, thank you so much. You're obviously passionate about it, and it was a wonderful chance to talk to you today. We really appreciated your time, and I think we got ourselves a very good football game tomorrow afternoon. I don't think it gets out of hand. I really don't. I think Seattle's coming up here to throw punches, and hopefully the 49ers are – you know, are looking at a win at the end of the fourth quarter, but I don't think it's going to be one of those games where people are going to be looking for something else on TV after halftime. It's just not how Seattle and the 49ers play. It's always a tight one. Lofa Tatupu, thank you so very much.
Hey, playoffs, baby. Anything can happen. And, you know, you got a young rookie signal caller, you know, in prime time, only game on. We'll see how he handles it, right? So I thank you guys for having me. Stay blessed.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.